and those concerned about their aging journey. I am Susa Wacky, your host, and you are listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station, owned by the most awesome Joe Gentile. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. We are on every Thursday, and thank you again for tuning in to Aging Info Radio. Today, my show is about organizing and elder-proofing your home. My two guests are with me in the studio today, and if you have a question for either of them at any time, give us a call at WJJG. Our studio number is 708-493-1530. What is the cost of clutter? Most of us have a little of it here or there. In fact, many of us have it more than just a little. Approximately 15% of the population resists going home because of their overwhelming mess, and they do not know where to begin organizing and cleaning it up. In contrast, less than 10% say their home is clutter-free. People often think of clutter as an energy drain, and it is, and it can also drain us of our time. People in cluttered homes spend extra time virtually every day looking for lost items such as keys, money, shoes, bills, tools, etc. And even when looking right at the lost item, it becomes difficult to see when to see the item when it's surrounded by clutter. According to the principles of Feng Shui, clutter drains you of your positive energy. Keep in mind also different strokes for different folks, as the tolerance level of clutter can vary greatly from one person to the next. The real question to ask yourself is, can I truly relax in my home, or is it a disorganized drain of energy? Clutter can also be a home safety hazard in a number of ways, which is important to know as we age in place. An organized and elder-proof home can keep seniors safe and caregivers sane. My first guest today is Patty Wolf, and she's with me, as I said, here in the studio. Patty is a certified professional organizer in chronic disorganization and has been for the past 6 years. Patty is also from Kentucky, so if you hear a little southern accent, you'll know why, but now she's a Chicagoan, so we've got her. And Patty is the founder of Stuff Busters. She's enthusiastic about organizing and helping others overcome clutter for a more harmonious space and life. Patty's a practicing professional in chronic disorganization and hoarding as she continues her education in the field. She's also a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers and the Institute for Challenging Disorganization. Welcome, Patty, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you. And would you like to say hello to any of our listeners out there?
Hi there. I hope you have a happy, organized day.
There you go. Well, let's start out. I'd like to find out, why would someone want to organize their home?
Well, I'd like to turn that question around and pose it to your listeners and ask them, why would you want to organize your home? What's happening in your life every day? How are you affected by clutter and disorganization? Are you wasting lots of time looking for things? Are you unable to find the things that you need and you're very frustrated? Are you wasting money buying things that you know you already own but you can't find them? Are they buried in piles and bags at the bottom of your closet? You can't access them. Do you have things in your attic that you can't use because you can't get to them? There's all kinds of reasons to want to get organized.
That makes sense, especially what you said about buying stuff that you already have. I'm sure there's a lot of extra money spent that is unnecessary. Now, what are some of the greatest benefits from getting or being organized?
Well, they would be the opposite of what we just talked about. So instead of wasting time, you'll have more time to do the things you love, to spend time with the people that you care about. You'll have time to, manage your life and do what's important to you, you will easily find and quickly find what you're looking for. You'll be able to access the things you want. Your home will be comfortable. You'll feel great about yourself because you're organized. It's so fun when you're looking for something that's important and you know exactly where to find it, and you can find it within 1 minute or a few seconds, you can put your hands on it. So those are some of the benefits of getting organized.
And I would also think that there's probably mental health benefits here too.
Absolutely. And it's very reassuring to be in control of your stuff rather than letting your stuff control you.
Absolutely. What do they say? A place for everything and everything in its place.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think people get into this cluttery situation?
Well, lots of reasons. One is that we live in our homes over a period of time, and over time we make acquisitions. So we start filling up our homes with the things we acquire. And, you know, we're not real great at letting go of things. So we bring things in, and over time we end up with years of accumulations and delayed decisions. So why do we keep things that we don't use? We keep them because we have emotional attachments to them, or we think we might need them someday. We're, let's see, maybe we have a focusing disorder like ADHD. Some people do have that type of situation where they have a difficult time focusing on finishing a project, an organizing project. So things are disorganized and they stay disorganized. Some people have difficulty with decision making, and those issues would be like maybe they're afraid of making a mistake, or they're unable to prioritize things. So those are some reasons why we hang on to these things that we acquire over the years. And I think that a good rule of thumb is keep the things that you need, use, and cherish. And otherwise, begin to let them go.
And when you say let them go, I think that's one of the reasons that the clutter does start to, you know, mount up, is because people don't know how to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really know. So I'm thinking with your business there, Patty, Stuff Busters, you could have a little Stuff Buster pickup trucks all over picking it up weekly like they do the garbage, right?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I haven't tried
good.
That. But you know what we do for our clients is we take their donations to a charity for them if it fits into our cars. And if it doesn't fit, then we make arrangements with the charity to bring a truck over to the house to make a pickup.
Oh, that's great.
So we help people. And not only that, but we help them determine a good home for their things. People like to know that their stuff is going to a good home. And so we help them find a good charity that suits them. Or it may not even be a charity. It might be someone in need, like a teacher who works in a low-income neighborhood and has to spend her own money to buy supplies and things for her students. So when we get that type of thing that a teacher could use for her students, then the client is very happy to know that their things are going to a good home.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get involved in this? This is really interesting. When you were little, did you always organize your toys and make sure that your room was really neat?
I was very organized when I was growing up. I remember organizing my desk when I was a kid. And the way I got into this was I was helping my sister in Phoenix organize her closet. And she said, "Patty, I would pay someone to do this for me." And I was like, "What do you call that person?" I had never heard of it. And she said, "A professional organizer." And that's when I realized, it was like an epiphany. I just realized And I said to her, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
That was an aha moment for
yep.
you. And
mm-hmm.
then you came up with the name Stuff Busters,
mm-hmm.
which is very, that's a great name. I just love it.
Thanks.
Now, how do people know if they are ready to get organized? What are some of the signs?
Well, there are actually stages of readiness. Mm. And this is important to know because oftentimes people tell me they're ready to organize, but then when we begin the project, they're really not ready.
Mm-hmm.
So the stages are, stage one is you're realizing that the disorganization is bothering you. And stage two, you're starting to think about how you can make change happen. In stage three, you're actually reaching out for help. So you're turning to someone like me, who's a professional organizer, to help you make the changes you're looking for. In stage four, you're putting the resources together to make it happen. You're ready to take action. You've got the budget set aside to do the project. You are scheduling it on your calendar, and you're starting to take action, but it might be a little bit slow. And then stage five is a life jolt that propels you into moving quickly. Let's say you're going to be transferred to another city. So you have to get your house on the market, and you're ready to really begin organizing and move quickly through the process.
So each stage is like a baby step. And this is Aging Info Radio. I'm talking to Patty Wolf, and her website is stuffbusters.com. Patty's contact information is 708-828-6652. And who you going to call with all your stuff, you're going to call Stuff Busters. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG AM 1530.
Are you in need of continuing medical education units? Well, I may have the answer for you. Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Chigowitz. The American College of Physical Medicine is a medical association dedicated to several healthcare professionals licensed in the state of Illinois. If you're a massage therapist, physical therapist, occupational therapist, athletic trainer, dietitian, or naturopath seeking CEUs, please contact the American College of Physical Medicine at 847-521-ACPM or 847-521-2276. Or go to the website, www.acopm.org, the American College of Physical Medicine, serving your needs.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid and attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call WealthCare Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. WealthCare Consults is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctor's home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation. 855, the number 4, Care at Home, or 855-422-7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And are you eating healthy and not losing weight? Try Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating and know that you are eating healthy all the way down to the micronutrients in every one of her meals. Lose weight and receive many medical benefits with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program. You can call 800-442-3438 or 800-442-DIET. And best of all, when you call that number, you're going to get to talk to a live expert. And I'm here with Patty Wolf, the founder of Stuff Busters. And Patty, I'd like to know how people decide what to keep and what to get rid of.
Well, this is a huge question. People ask me this question practically every time they call for help. How do I know what to keep and what to get rid of? And what I suggest to them is that you put boundaries around the things that you own. So let's look at an example like bookcases, books and bookcases. Let's say you have two large bookcases full of books and you're really ready to simplify your life. So why not look through those books and choose your favorites and narrow it down so that you're going from two bookcases to one bookcase, and the one bookcase that you have is full of your treasures. And you let go of the other books, you make a donation to a good, you know, a charity where you know they're going to a good use, and you end up feeling much lighter and more simplified. So the rule of thumb is keep the ones that you need, use, and cherish, and let the others go. And another thing to think about is the one in, one out rule, so that when you get a new book, you let an old book go, so that your books are always fitting onto the one bookcase, and that's your boundary.
That's a good rule for any item. You bring one in, you take one out.
That's right.
Yeah, I would think that would even apply to keeping your cupboards with your food organized.
That's right, and your closet, your clothing. If, you know, when you go shopping and you buy more clothing, be prepared to let go of something. I wanted to talk a little bit about acquisitions. You know, we need to be aware of our acquisitions. And if you're looking to simplify and organize, reduce your acquisitions. When I go to a meeting or a function and people are handing out papers, I glance at the paper and decide if it's something I need. And if I don't want that paper in my life, I leave it there on the table. I don't bring it home with me. Same with shopping. I think about, what do I really need? I don't do so much impulse buying and acquiring of things.
Too much stuff. We don't want too much stuff. Now, once somebody gets organized, I would think that it would be, you would need to learn how to maintain that organization. What do you see here?
Yes. The maintaining organization is where the real work begins. The analogy is that you've gone on a diet and you've lost weight. How do you maintain that weight loss? You have to develop new habits, and you have to practice those new habits on a daily basis. If you stop practicing the new habits, you're going to backslide and regain that weight. So what I recommend is that you develop one new habit at a time. Change doesn't happen quickly. It happens gradually. And I recommend one simple new habit at a time, and you reinforce that every single day. Maybe it's only 15 minutes that you maintain your organization every day.
And for all my listeners out there, if you have a question for Patty, give us a call here at WJJG at 708-493-1530. Now, Patty, you probably work with caregivers that are looking at downsizing maybe their parents' home or a relative's home or even a senior. What would you say is the best way to help a senior get organized? Because I would believe that some of the items that they have, there is, you know, there's a lot of, there could be a lot of emotional attachment to some of them, and it's probably, it's hard to actually part ways. So how, I think letting go of that, explain what you've learned in your 6-year journey on that.
Mm-hmm. If you're helping a senior get organized, I think the very most important thing to remember is to be respectful of them. Be respectful of their wishes. Be respectful of their possessions. And just because you believe that it needs to go into the trash or it needs to be donated, that doesn't mean that you are correct. The senior who owns the possessions is the decision maker, and they need to make those decisions themselves. They need to feel like they're in control of the organizing process. And as their helper, it's your job to respectfully and gently and compassionately guide them through the organizing process. You can help them realize that they need boundaries around the things they own. If they're moving into a retirement community, they can't take all the things that they cherish from their home. It's not practical. They're not going to fit into the new apartment. So it's your job to support them in the process and, you know, allow them to have control over their possessions and teach them how to choose their favorites or the things that are most practical that they will continue to need.
Now, I would think in doing this that you run into situations where there is a feeling of people being overwhelmed, even if they have an assistant there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does someone, if they are, you know, starting the stages that you talked about earlier, not go into overwhelm?
Okay, when you look at an entire project, it can be very overwhelming. So what I recommend is that you break it down into segments. Break it down into small projects that don't overwhelm you. And don't focus on the entire project. Only focus on one small part. If you're organizing a kitchen, for instance, you can begin with a drawer, one drawer, and just focus only on that one drawer. And then you sort the items into categories from that drawer. You go through each category and purge the items you no longer need, use, or cherish. And then you put everything back into that drawer in an organized fashion. And you're giving it a home. That's where it belongs, in its home.
Now, you had talked about boundaries and respecting those boundaries, but are there any other don'ts, the things to not do when you start these projects, either for yourself or a senior?
Well, if you're working with a senior, you don't want to criticize or ridicule. And the same with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back when you take steps forward. Whether you're donating 10 bags of charity items or one vase, you're still moving forward, and that's progress. So don't be hard on yourself. If you're working with a senior, don't take control of the process for them. Let them feel in control. And, well, those are a few ideas.
Now, some people are extremely disorganized, or others would consider them lazy. What do you see with these situations? Because maybe they're not really lazy. Maybe they're just overwhelmed with it.
That's right. And there is such a thing as, it's called chronic disorganization. It's challenging disorganization. It's constant disorganization. And that's our specialty, is working with people who are extremely challenged with their disorganization. And it's generally not due to laziness. There are differences that people have that cause these issues, and that's the time to reach out to professional help, you know, someone who's an expert in working with that type of situation, for the help that you need to tackle those difficult projects.
Okay, now there are the hoarding programs that are on some of the cable mm-hmm. channels. What is this all about?
Hoarding is a more severe situation. A person who is hoarding has such extreme attachments to their stuff that it's impossible, pretty much, for them to let go. And also, because of their acquisitions and their saving, it's their living space becomes unusable. It's very extremely cluttered with stuff. And all of that accumulation causes distress and impairment. And so those are three factors of hoarding. And definitely a person needs assistance to deal with that.
So what are some of the signs that, because hoarding can't just happen overnight. It's got to be, of course, it's accumulative. What are some of the signs that, you know, that people can interrupt this before it gets to the point of what we've seen on TV?
Well, many people lack insight, and so they don't recognize the signs, even if you point it out to them. They disagree with you. It's called lacking insight, and they don't want to do anything about it. And that is beyond your control as a helper. You know, you can't make someone ready to make changes. Some of the signs would be, you know, the compulsive shopping and acquiring and saving trash and garbage and things like that, and not being able to use certain areas of the home. These are all signs that there are issues, and they need to be addressed professionally. And there are therapists who have experience in treating hoarding. And in fact, I collaborate with therapists who help hoarding people, and together we help them move forward.
Oh, that's so great. And real quickly, we're at the end of our show, or at the end of my time with Patty. Would you please let our listeners know a little bit about your company and exactly what you do? And once again, our website is stuffbusters.com.
Yes, and my phone number is 708-828-6652. We are a professional organizing service. We help people organize in their home, and we primarily work with people who have issues, severe clutter issues and hoarding issues. You know, it's chronic disorganization.
And Patty can help you out. And what are your words of wisdom for today?
Words of wisdom. Very quickly, this is a mantra that my clients love. Choose one and get it done.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. My next guest is Pete Schroeder, and he is a co-founder of ElderproofHome.com. We'll be right back.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day, up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
Is living independently important to you? Would you like to remain in your home but worry that help won't be there when you need it most? Speak to Robert Rivera. He and the folks at ADT have protected American homes and businesses for more than 135 years. And now, through its companion service, you will feel the same security, knowing that you can obtain emergency help with just the push of a button. ADT's companion service can provide stress-free independence while you remain in the comfort of your own home. Once installed, you will have two-way communication with trained ADT specialists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only is ADT's personal emergency response system easy to use, but it comes with a lifetime service guarantee and flexible contract. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call Robert Rivera, 224-627-2111 for more information. 224-627-2111. Don't delay. Peace of mind is a phone call away.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And do you dream of crooning like Old Blue Eyes or dancing like Fred Astaire or cracking one-liners like Bob Hope? That apply to compete in the Senior Lifestyle Expo's 5th Annual Senior Idol Competition. That's right, perform before a live audience on stage at Drury Lane Theater and win cash prizes. For details and how to enter, visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org or contact the Illinois Agency on Aging at 630-293-5990. You will be competing at the Expo, which is on August 30th and 31st. And once again, it's at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. My next guest is Pete Schroeder, co-founder of ElderproofHome.com, a website offering advice, information, and products that help you create a real option to assisted living. Pete is also a certified master life coach, certified by JFK University, and he specializes in helping those 50 and older. Pete has led workshops and speaking groups since 1992. He has authored 3 books, including First Take Care of You, 10 Keys to Self-Care for Family Caregivers, and he was the primary caregiver for his 92-year-old father for the last 4-plus years. Welcome, Pete, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's great to be here.
Would you like to say hello to any of our listeners out there, or maybe even all of them?
Hello to all the listeners out there.
And anyone in particular?
Just those 50 and over. I'd love to get in touch with you.
Well, there you go. Now, elder-proofing your home makes sense, just like you child-proof a home when the children are little, or when you have a puppy, you kind of pet-proof some things. Now, you have a list of 20 free ways to elder-proof your home. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Right. One of the things we want to provide on our website is a free download, so you'll have a heads-up on how to really keep your loved ones safe, keep yourself safe in your home so you can stay there longer if you choose to. So we have 20 free ways to elder-proof your home, which include a list of things to remove, such as throw rugs and obstructions to walking, some fragile objects or heavy objects, put glass coffee tables off to the side, and if you must keep them, then you can place some highly visible objects on the corners so you can see the tables. And then also to keep some things and to keep frequently used kitchen and bath items handy. so you can avoid bending and reaching. You can keep hallways and doorways clear of obstacles, of course. So there's 20 free ways. You can check it out on the website, elderproofhome.com.
There you go. Now, even though each situation is a little different, what are some of the most common changes people can make to elderproof their home?
Right. Most of the changes that we talk about on the website involve common sense type things, such as throwing away your throw rugs because they're so hazardous. You have to get rid of them. They're slippery on wet surfaces. They bunch up and they're easy to trip over. And then some of the things are a little more obscure, such as grab bars in the bathroom. Grab bars are often put around the showers and the toilet area and the tubs. But you keep your towel bar then on the opposite wall with the towels hung over them. And what happens is, which we learned from my dad, when he lost his balance, what did he grab? Did he grab the grab bar? Nope. He grabbed the towel bar. And there he went down to the floor holding the towel bar in his hand because they're just not made to support the weight of an adult. So one of the suggestions that we strongly recommend is that you get rid of the towel bars in your bathroom, replace them with grab bars, and then you can put the towels over them, but they're designed to support the weight of an adult.
I see. Now, you say that you can rearrange things and it will make a home safer. How so?
Well, walking is a common thing that people do in their homes, of course, and tripping and falling are things you want to avoid. You know, when you talk about keeping little kids safe, you want to keep them from putting things in their mouth. That's the primary thing you're after with little kids. But seniors, even those in their 50s and 60s, you don't want to fall. You don't want to trip on anything because you can easily break a hip or ruin your knee, and then that starts a long path of recovery. So you want to make sure that there's no obstructions in the common walkways. And the other thing is, if you're walking up and down stairs, we suggest you have railings on both sides of the staircase, not just one. Most homes are built with a railing going up one side and not the other. So we suggest that you put railings on both sides. It really makes things a lot easier, especially if you're carrying something while walking up and down the stairs.
Absolutely. Now, besides falling, what are some of the other dangers that we should be aware of?
Well, some of the accidents that occur with seniors involve things like burns. They can involve things like tripping and sliding on wet surfaces. Sliding on wet surfaces is especially problematic. Often, people put a non-skid treatment on the floor of their tub or their shower, but they nevertheless have their bathroom completely tiled and they haven't done anything with that surface. So we recommend either getting a rug that's non-skid with a backing or actually putting some of the non-skid treatments like those little safety strips that you might put inside the tub to also put them on the floor outside the tub or shower.
And is there a real common thing that you've seen with, you know, people getting hurt that happens repetitively?
Yes. When they want to change directions abruptly, they think of one thing like, oh, I'm going to go to the kitchen to get my glass of iced tea, and then they think, oh, wait, first of all, I want to make sure I turn the radio off or the television. So they turn it abruptly. This is when it's good for people to use a cane or a walker or some type of an assisted device so that they don't fall, because if they're going to move suddenly and change directions, it's easy for them to fall. So it's very common that they wait until the accident happens. And what we always try to encourage people to do is to be proactive. That is, to think ahead. Don't wait for grandma to fall before you put up the grab bar and get rid of the throw rug.
There you go. Now, you said you took care of your dad for over 4 years. How did you elderproof his home?
Well, some of the things that we're talking about on the website, we've done to the house, and that's how I got involved in this. But we had to, for instance, get rid of that towel bar, put up a grab bar. We had to get rid of the throw rugs because those were problematic as he was tripping over them. The other thing we did was when we went on vacation with him, there was a low coffee table that was made of glass. And he tripped about two or three times before we got smart and put some big objects on the corners like big plants or books or magazines so that he could see those. And then he would walk around them. So it's very important to notice what's going on with your loved one or with yourself or your spouse, and act accordingly. Because if you see a slight problem, do something about it before it becomes a big problem.
Like with most everything, right?
That's right.
You know, I had a I had guests on in the fall, and it was a fall prevention company and another band from a home health care company, and we did a show on safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the man that was talking about safety, I said, you know, there should really be a company out there that provides elder-proofing.
Right.
And I found Pete. And once right. again, we're talking to Pete Schroeder, the co-founder of elderproofhomes.com. And this is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We have more to learn from Pete. We'll be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, do you guarantee I will lose weight? You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma, not wearing off calories, or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years, yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk had they known about a unique strategy that Wealth Care Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in three ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now, 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisbee, president of Wealth Care Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings three ways.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Suburban Home Care is a veteran-owned home care agency who has been providing in-home care to seniors and disabled adults since 1995 in the Chicagoland area. They carefully select and employ only experienced, certified nursing assistants and certified home health aides to ensure your family's peace of mind. They are licensed through the Illinois Department of Public Health, bonded and insured with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And you can contact Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. I'm here with Pete Schroeder, the co-founder of elderproofhome.com. And I would like you to explain, Pete, where someone should begin to, I would say when and where someone should begin to elderproof their home.
Right. That's a common question that we hear. How do I know where to start and when should I start? So when you should start is before an accident happens, of course, And when you should start is as soon as you're aware of the fact that someone will be living in this home as they age. So you might even be 50, 55, 60 years old, and it's still not it's not too early to start thinking about the future and to making some changes that are going to make it a safer place to be. Where you should start elder-proofing your home is where you most commonly find yourself. It could be in the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen, the TV room, or the den. Wherever you find yourself most commonly, that's where you should start. The bathroom is a particular source of potential problems. One of the things we've learned at the website is that when people use the facilities in the bathroom, which could be the toilet or the tub or the shower, it's important that they have some assist devices in place to help them sit down, stand up, care for themselves, and move around the room. So besides grab bars in the tub and shower area and on the wall to hold the towels, as we spoke of earlier, it's good to have some type of a support frame around the toilet seat, because when people sit down, it's easier to sit down than get up often. And so you want to have some device in place to help you get up. There's other things you can do, such as toilet seat risers. You can put those on a toilet seat, which raises it anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. And that makes it just that much easier to stand up.
Now, I would think that also applies to chairs.
Yes.
Getting in and out of chairs.
Absolutely. There are some lift assist chairs, which have some hydraulic mechanism in place. When you press the button, boing, there goes the chair, and it helps you stand up. And, in fact, there's also some commodes that have that same lift assist mechanism in them. So if you have a loved one that needs it in a chair, in the TV room, for instance, they probably also need it in the bathroom, in the toilet. So it's important to consider the fact that there are some lift assist commodes available as well.
Now, what about lifting? Like if you're reaching for
mm-hmm.
an item, or, you know, the heavier items, should they be, you know,
right?
It kind of falls into Patty's organization.
Sure. One of the things Patty was talking about when organizing is that the things you're going to keep, if you put anything in heavy boxes, you want to make sure that the heavy boxes, whether they're in the basement, the garage, a closet, wherever they might be, they're between your waist and your shoulders, because you don't want to have to bend down too low to try to pick them up, because that could result in a back problem. And you don't want to have to reach up too high for them, because then they're harder to handle and they could result in some type of injury. So you want to keep them between your waist and your shoulders.
Now, is there an economic reason that people should elder-proof their home?
Right. When I speak to groups, one of the best reasons to elder-proof your home is the financial or the economic reason. For every dollar you spend in prevention, it equals approximately $7 spent in treatment. So if you're going to spend, for instance, $100 to elder-proof your home, or $1,000 for that matter, you're going to save anywhere from $1,000 to $7,000 in treatment, because it costs so much more to treat problems than to prevent them.
Well, I also think, just like Patty had said, there's stages. So I think with starting to do that, you could also work into stages.
Absolutely.
With
it. We have, in fact, on the website, we have room kits for the bathroom, the bedroom, the family room, and the kitchen. And those are each divided into 3 levels for minimum need, medium level need, and maximum need. So we have absolutely identified 3 different levels of need.
And they could start actually with your home safety checklist, which is on your website as well. That's a way to actually start and see which room they need to move.
That's correct. We have a free download called the Elderproof Home Safety Checklist, which has 3 sections, the subtract section, things to get rid of, the add section, in other words, things you want to add to your home, and then the modify or replace or move section, so things you want to change within your home. One of the items on this modify is kind of a often overlooked thing, and that would be doorknobs. One of the things we found out with my dad was that on the bathroom and the bedroom, we really don't need locking mechanisms, because really, he was 90 years old. He didn't have to lock the bathroom or lock the bedroom. And at one point in time, he inadvertently locked himself in. So when my wife and I came home, we found Dad in the bedroom going, "Hey, hey." And we thought, this is crazy. We don't need the lock on these. On the front door and back door, absolutely. Keep the locks on. You need locks for security. But in interior doors, such as the bathroom and the bedroom, either disengage the locking mechanism or replace those doorknobs with non-locking models.
Yeah, you don't want to have somebody locked in there. That could not be a good thing, right?
Right.
Now, there are common sense steps. But what are some of your secrets for elder-proofing
home? One of the secrets we talked about was about replacing the towel bar with the grab bar. Another secret that we kind of encourage people to be aware of is the kitchen is often a slippery place also. And people usually tend to do something to make the bathroom less slippery. And the kitchen, which is usually tile or linoleum, can get wet, and that can get slippery also. So it's important to use some either rugs with non-skid backing on them, or better yet, put some non-skid treatment to the floors on those rooms. Also, the garage and the basement are other places where it tends to be neglected. So make sure that you have some safety precautions in place, such as floor treatment. Again, when you're stacking things, to make sure that the heavy things are between your waist and your shoulders. And in the basement, going downstairs, put railings on both sides.
And keep the areas as clutter-free as possible. Because
absolutely.
I would believe that could be a
that
real big
that goes hand
hazard.
In hand. When I heard that Patty and I were going to be the guests, that was a great combination because they really do go hand in hand.
Now, what about outside of the home?
Mm-hmm.
What are some safety measures?
Yep, there's some definite precautions. Anytime there are steps or stairs leading outside, whether it's to a patio or to a balcony or to the front steps of a home, it's important to either put some safety strips on each one of the steps, or you can install what they call a threshold ramp. And these come in all sorts of sizes and shapes. Some are portable, some are permanent. Also, you want to put railings on both sides of these stairs. As I mentioned, for the basement and the garage, you also want to use them for the exterior stairs.
Now, what are just a few little simple things that people can do to make their home safer?
Okay. The simplest things to do are the things to remove. You can remove the throw rugs. You can remove the obstructions to walking. They might be a newspaper or magazine racks. They could be footstools. They could be loose cords and cables. You want to remove any heavy objects from the upper shelves. You want to remove any fragile objects from tabletops and counters. And take any toxic materials, like could be cleaning materials or Drano, things like that, and get them out of sight and out of the way so they don't get confused with things like dishwashing liquid.
Mm-hmm. Also, what about food in the cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting rid of stuff.
That's a great point. Here's what happens as people age. When they get dementia, their brain starts, they start to lose brain cells, and they also lose their taste. So they cannot distinguish between what we would regard as normal-tasting foods and rotten-tasting foods. So it's really important to check the expiration dates, get rid of the old stuff. And in your refrigerator, if you have someone who can check the meat, check the vegetables, make sure that they're fresh and not past their prime, do so. If not, you have to really be careful about this, because sweetness is the last taste that they lose. Salt is the second to last taste. But the other foods, like rancid foods, they can't tell if the meat's 3 weeks old or 3 hours old. So you have to really be careful about that. And I would advise you not keeping any perishable products in there for a long time.
Absolutely. Now, do you feel that people can remain in their home indefinitely? I mean, what is your view on this?
Well, it depends on the circumstances. Financial is one circumstance. Not that it costs more to stay in your home, but you have to understand what expenses are involved with staying at home versus going into a senior community, which could actually be the choice for your loved one. However, most people want to stay in their home. And if they want to stay in their home, you have to modify your home like we talked about, elder-proof it, but you also have to have the support from family or friends, because socialization is such a big part of aging. It's important to be and stay socially active. And so if you have family and friends that can provide support while you're in your home, great. If you don't have that support, then it's really better to go into a community where you can find a friend and then live a better quality of life that way.
Absolutely. Now, for our listeners out there, once again, to get a copy of your 20 free ways to elder-proof your home and your elder-proof home safety checklist, how do they get that? Is it always through your website?
Yes, they can go to the website. They can certainly email us at info@elderproofhome.com, or go to the website, www.elderproofhome.com.
Now, do you go out and assist people with this?
We are in the process of developing a network of senior home safety assessors, and they will be in place all over the country. Currently, we don't have that, but that's in the developmental process, and we're going to have that network in place somewhere in the near future.
A very needed service.
Absolutely.
So what would you give us as your words of wisdom today, Pete?
You know, when I heard you ask me for words of wisdom, the two that sprung up was be proactive. Think ahead. If I could encourage people to do one thing, it would be to think ahead and not wait like 95% of us do until the accident happens, then we take the safety steps. Think ahead and know that we're all aging. We're all going to be in that situation at one time, and even some young people.
Absolutely.
And it's important to think ahead so you can take those steps and avoid the accident.
Well, thank you so much. And once again, it's elderproofhome.com. Well, I appreciate you taking time out to be on my show today, Pete.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thank you to both my guests today, Patty Wolf, your certified professional organizer and founder of Stuff Busters. And who are you going to call? Patty at 708-828-6652, or visit her website, stuffbusters.com, and make peace with your stuff. And once again, Pete Schroeder, who I just spoke to, co-founder of Elderproof Home, his number is 888-840-1055, and their website is elderproofhome.com, for keeping seniors safe and caregivers sane. And thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, WJGG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. Stay tuned into WJGG AM 1530 next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is